Numbers 26, 1 through 51. Then it came about, after the plague, that the Lord spoke to Moses, and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the sons of Israel, from 20 years old and upward, by their fathers' households, whoever is able to go to war in Israel. So Moses and Eleazar the priest spoke with them in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan at Jericho, saying, Take a census of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord has commanded Moses. Now the sons of Israel, who came out of the land of Egypt, were as follows. Reuben, Israel's firstborn, the son of Reuben, of Hanok, the family of the Hanokites, of Pelu, the family of the Peluites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and those who were counted of them were 43,730. The son of Pelu, Eliab, the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. These are the Dathan and Abiram who were called by the congregation who fought against Moses and against Aaron in the group of Korah, when they fought against the Lord. And the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them up along with Korah. When that group died, when the fire devoured 250 men, so that they became a warning sign, the sons of Korah, however, did not die. The sons of Simeon, by their families, of Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jamin, the family of the Jaminites, of Jachin, the family of the Jachinites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, of Shaul, the family of the Shaulites. These are the families of the Simeonites, 22,200 in number. The sons of Gad by their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, of Shuni, the family of the Shunites, of Ozni, the family of the Oznites, of Eri, the family of the Erites, of Arad, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of the Arelites. These are the families of the sons of Gad, according to those who were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Ur and Onan. But Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan. The sons of Judah by their families were of Shelah, the family of the Shelonites, of Perez, the family of the Perezites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites. The sons of Perez were Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, and Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of Judah, by those who were numbered of them, 76,500. The sons of Issachar, by their families. Of Tola, the family of the Tolaites. Of Puva, the family of the Punites. Of Jeshub, the family of the Jeshubites. Of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are the families of Issachar, by those who were numbered of them, 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, by their families. Of Sered, the family of the Seredites. Of Elon, the family of the Elonites. Of Jalil, the family of the Jalilites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, by those who were numbered of them, 60,500. The sons of Joseph, by their families. Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh. Of Machir, the family of the Machirites. And Machir fathered Gilead. Of Gilead, the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead. Of Eezer, the family of the Eezerites. Of Helek, the family of the Helekites. And of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites. and of Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and of Shemida, the family of the Shemidites, of Hefer, the family of the Heferites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, had no sons, only daughters, and the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These are the families of Manasseh, and those who were numbered of them were 52,500. These are the sons of Ephraim, by their families. Of Shuthelah, the family of the Shuthelahites. Of Becher, the family of the Becherites. Of Tahan, the family of the Tahanites. These are the sons of Shuthelah. Of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, by those who were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph by their families. The sons of Benjamin by their families. Bela, the family of the Belaites. Of Ashbel, the family of the Ashbelites. Of Ahiram, the family of the Ahiramites. Of Shephupham, the family of the Shephamites. Of Hupham, the father of the Huphamites. The sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Of Ard, the family of the Ardites. Of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin by their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan by their families. Of Shuham, the family of the Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan by their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, by those who were numbered of them, were 64,400. The sons of Asher by their families. Of Imnah, the family of the Imnites. Of Ishvi, the family of the Ishvites. Of Beriah, the family of the Berites. Of the sons of Beriah, of Heber, the family of the Heberites. Of Malchiel, the family of the Malchielites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher, by those who were numbered of them, 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, by their families. Jaziel, the family of the Jazielites. Of Guni, the family of the Gunites. Of Jezer, the family of the Jezerites. Of Shillem, the family of the Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali by their families, and those who were numbered of them were 45,400. These are the ones who were numbered of the sons of Israel. 601,730. John 6:41-71. So then the Jews were complaining about him, because he said, "I am the bread that came down out of heaven." And they were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down out of heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop complaining among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall all be taught of God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, and they died. This bread that comes down out of heaven, so that anyone may eat from it and not die. I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats from this bread, he will live forever. And the bread which I will give for the life of the world also is my flesh." Then the Jews began to argue with one another, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood true drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, the one who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down out of heaven. Not as the fathers ate and died, the one who eats this bread will live forever." These things he said in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. So then many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This statement is very unpleasant. Who can listen to it?" But Jesus, aware that his disciples were complaining about this, said to them, "Is this offensive to you? What then if you see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh provides no benefit. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who it was who would betray him. And he was saying, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him from the Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples left and would no longer walk with him. So Jesus said to the 12, "You do not want to leave also, do you?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life, and we have already believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God." Jesus answered them, "Did I myself not choose you, the 12? And yet one of you is a devil." Now he meant Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. Second Corinthians 6. And working together with him, we also urge you to not receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At a favorable time I listened to you, and on a day of salvation I helped you. Behold, now is a favorable time. Behold, now is a day of salvation. Giving no reason for taking offense in anything, so that ministry will not be discredited, but in everything commending ourselves as servants of God, in much endurance, in afflictions, in hardships, in difficulties, in beatings, in imprisonments, in mob attacks, in labors, in sleeplessness, in hunger, in purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love, in the word of truth, and in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and the left, by glory and dishonor, by evil report and good report, regarded as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and yet behold, we are alive, as punished and yet not put to death, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Our mouth has spoken freely to you, you Corinthians. Our heart is opened wide. You are not restrained by us, but you are restrained in your own affections. Now, in the same way, in exchange, I am speaking as to children, open wide your hearts to us, you as well. Do not be mismatched with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and lawlessness share together? Or what does light have in common with darkness? Or what harmony does Christ have with Belial? Or what does a believer share with an unbeliever? Or what does the temple of God have to do with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell among them, and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from their midst, and be separate, says the Lord, and do not touch what is unclean, and I will welcome you, and I will be a father to you, and you shall be sons and daughters to me, says the Lord Almighty. Proverbs 26:20-28. For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no gossiper, quarreling quiets down. Like charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a contentious person to kindle strife. The words of a gossiper are like dainty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. Like an earthenware vessel, overlaid with silver impurities, are burning lips and a wicked heart. One who hates disguises it with his lips, but he harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, do not believe him, because there are seven abominations in his heart. Though his hatred covers it with deception, his wickedness will be revealed in the assembly. One who digs a pit will fall into it, and one who rolls a stone, it will come back on him. A lying tongue hates those it crushes, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Psalm 60. God, you have rejected us. You have broken us. You have been angry. Restore us. You have made the land quake. You have split it open. Heal its cracks, for it sways. You have made your people experience hardship. You have given us wine to drink that makes us stagger. You have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, that your beloved may be rescued. Save us with your right hand, and answer us. God has spoken in his holiness. I will triumph. I will divide up Shechem, and measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the helmet of my head. Judah is my scepter. Moab is my washbowl. I will throw my sandal over Edom. Shout loud, Philistia, because of me. Who will bring me into the besieged city? Who will lead me to Edom? Have you yourself not rejected us, God? And will you not go out with our armies, God? Oh, give us help against the enemy, for rescue by man is worthless. Through God we will do valiantly. And it is he who will trample down our enemies.